Hello, everyone.
Hey, guys.
Happy New Year. So we are back and better than ever. Yes. If you can tell by the title, New Year, New Us, we are here with a whole brand new Jade's World. We spent some time planning, and we are so excited to be recording today.
I know. This is something that we've been working on for a while. We just wanted to make it more interactive, more interesting. We wanted you guys to get to know us even more. And we are so excited that it is 2023.
I know.
First of all, like, insane. Elephant in the room. Like, how is it already 2023?
I feel like we were just in Miami for my 21st, like yesterday.
No, seriously. Like, this year flew by. Honestly, we had so many highs and lows, but we've accomplished so much on this app and this platform with you guys. And we are so thankful for all the support and everything you've done.
So with that being said, with our new little format, we have a new segment called Where You At. It's basically just gonna be a recap of Chloe and I's week. And also it's just for us to catch up, but also the listeners to catch up with us. And we're just gonna share like the craziest thing that happened to us.
So what is happening, Tay?
Where you at? I don't know. Okay, this could be really crazy or this is all one big assumption, but basically, my boyfriend and I, we had a little date day slash night. We're trying to get out of the house more because we both are very much homebodies and we're antisocial. So we're like, we need to like go out. We went to this mall and we're like waiting for our dinner reservation. So we're shopping around. And I don't know if, because we were talking about this earlier in the day, we were talking about how we want to go on a cruise ship. My boyfriend was like, but it has to be like the 18 plus. Cause I was like, let's go on a Disney cruise. And he's like, absolutely not.
We're not gonna freak out
like with a bunch of kids, like no way.
Yeah,
so he's like, we gotta have to do an 18 plus one, but he's like, but also it's kind of scary because those ones are like known for like swingers. And so like we go into this one store and we're like shopping around and all of a sudden this girl comes up to me and she's like, oh my gosh, I love your shirt. Like, it's so cute. Where'd you get it? And I'm like, oh, I got it from like Princess Polly online. And so I thought it was gonna be like, okay, cute shirt, move on. No, she keeps going. She's like, so what do you do? And then all of a sudden I overhear, well, I guess husband talking to David being like, what do you do for work? They're chatting us up for like almost 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Again, David and I, very antisocial. Literally, we both kept looking at each other like side-eyeing, being like, can they please leave us? Like, I don't know. It could be a whole big assumption.
Yeah.
But we just...
But it was just on your mind.
We both walked out of the store and at the same time we both go, they had to be swingers at the same time. We're like, we just got recruited.
We literally are on the team. We're in the rotation.
My weeks are normally boring. So like that was like the craziest
honestly,
thing.
That's not something that happens every week though.
I know, but it was like, even if it wasn't like a swinger situation, that whole situation
scandal
was scary because I have social anxiety and like.
Totally, yeah. So I don't know how I'm going to top that.
That one wasn't
you
that crazy.
You met some swingers at the mall.
Or they could have just been really nice people.
Yeah, like what if
really
they just wanted to be your friends? Like they just moved here.
And I'm like, oh my God, ew, they're swingers.
Stop, that's so funny. Honestly, compared to that, I haven't had too much going on. The main thing that's been on my mind is just the project and kind of like solidifying everything that's going on with that, like mid planning. I like have this whole stomach situation that goes on.
Oh yeah,
I've just had like the worst stomach luck.
Chloe literally went to the hospital.
Literally, like that's ER, babe. Like it's drama.
Yeah, like it's actually serious.
It's real. No, and it's been crazy. So like even that, like I'm like mid planning, like we're so many ideas back and forth consistent. So now I'm like finally starting to build it. It's just like life gets in the way sometimes.
I know. And it's always when you're like have something exciting going on.
Why is that so true?
But there's always like a reason for it. So you may not know now. And even 10 years from now, you may even know why.
Literally. No, literally. That's kind of like my where you at right now. I'm kind of in the in between, but I'm also really happy for the new year and to finally feel like everything's coming out.
And once you get it out, then it's like
I can breathe.
Yeah. It's a breath of fresh air.
My stomach will be cured when this project comes
maybe
out.
Maybe that's it.
I'm ready. We're gonna have a whole episode on Jade's World all about it, so make sure to tune in a few weeks on our next episode.
Mm-hmm. You don't want to miss that.
Get all the tea.
So that was Where You At.
Okay, so this episode we have so much we want to talk about. So much went on this past year. Mm-hmm. So this is the new year. We want to do a little bit of a reflection moment, briefly take you guys through what we experienced and what we learned and kind
the
of
real
what we,
deal
the real like deal
what really happened.
The year started with me pretty lost in music because I was sitting on a project. I had no idea what to do with it. I had no support, completely independent at the time. I didn't even have management, So this year I did find an amazing team and an amazing manager. So that was a huge plus for me.
Yeah.
My life really changed this year. Yeah. My circle got so small. Really only spend time with people that I feel reciprocate energy. In 2021, my life was not that. It was completely opposite, honestly. Moving through that and healing through that, all I want is genuine connection with people. And if it's not that, I literally can't fake it anymore.
No, literally.
Those two are really big things for me. Very happy with the people that I have in my life. And that has taken a lot of time.
Finding those people, it's hard work.
A lot of work to build that connection with someone isn't overnight. Mm-hmm. So just knowing you see that in someone is really great too.
Yeah.
And then a very serious relationship. And I did not think I would be at all.
Same here. Chloe and I are the last two people to ever be in serious relationships right now.
It's actually really crazy. Like, I think that's why it does feel so real. I didn't go into it wanting a boyfriend or wanting a relationship. It was like we built this genuine connection. It's like solely based on a friendship. Mm-hmm. And him just being like very honest with his feelings, which is crazy. I don't know. I think that also taught me a lot. If a guy really wants to be in your life, if anyone wants to be in your life,
they'll make sure.
They will prove that shit to
What's
you.
What's that saying? If they wanted to, they would.
Exactly.
Like that is actually really
he
true.
He is the definition of that. But just being in a very healthy, happy relationship is just an amazing feeling. So all of that. What about you, Tay?
Like, what's going on? I feel like we're living the same life because I also got into a serious relationship this year. Yeah. Was not planning on that either.
Right.
I went through like the most toxic relationship. Exactly. Like I put that in quotes because it wasn't so serious, but it was like on again, off again. I've never had someone be so mean to me.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I was just like, fuck no.
I'm done.
I'm not dating for another 5 years. Like literally like David like walked into my life maybe 3-4 months after I finally ended the thing. So he asked me out like 3 months into talking. So even while we were like starting to first like be official, I was still like very hesitant.
Same.
And that was like the first time I've ever been like hesitant in a relationship because I used to be so open and trusting like immediately.
This is exactly my experience because Armani posted me first.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Same with David.
Exactly. So when he posted me, I like reposted it and a friend swiped up like, I'm so happy for you. Like, this is so amazing. And then they said, be present in love without fear. And I was just like,
damn, it's like so deep.
I think also because he knows a lot of my past and just like how scared I was to genuinely get into anything else. So when he said that, I don't know what it was, but to this day, I think about it. I've been through things and I've been able to learn from them, but those aren't his things that I should be putting onto someone else.
Because I think it's because we go into the assumption that it's going to happen again.
Exactly.
And so we find the personality traits that were similar, even though they could be so totally different.
Literally had nothing to do. Like Armani could not be more opposite.
I'm like, you guys chew the same way. So like you're
the same. I'm like, you breathing that way is triggering
me. Like you said, like I've always had a small circle after like high school.
Yeah.
Now it's like non-existent basically. I'll be real and authentic. Sometimes I get a little sad about it, especially on the weekends when if like David goes out of town and then my parents always leave, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't even have like my parents to like hang out with. What 21-year-old is like looking forward to hang out with their mom? But like that's me.
Michelle, we love you.
So now that we kind of reflected on our 2022, we got very deep and personal with you guys. We wanted to kind of go back and reflect on our favorite Jade's World songs of the year. So do you want to start with your pick?
I think one of my favorite moments in Jade's World this year was Manifest.
Oh, yes.
Well, just when we played it, but also like the visual attached and all the work that went into the cover art. I feel like that was the first single for you that felt like completely
me.
You.
Mm-hmm.
And like obviously there's so many elements of you prior to that, but that song is when I think things changed.
Is my DNA.
No, really. And that was just like such a good experience. And I was so happy to see that in you.
Aw, thank you. Yeah. So now we're going to play Close Pick of the Year, which is Manifest by me, Taylor Jade.
They say when things are meant to be. Conversating on what's got me struck. with you in my life. Perfectly the pieces align. When it's fate, don't need to ask why. Don't need to ask why. Manifested you in my life. Perfectly the pieces align. When it's fate, don't need to ask why.
Manifest. She really is that girl.
She really is that girl.
I love her. That's my favorite song I think I've released today.
So far,
and it's
right?
Like, I include it in everything, like all my YouTube videos.
Manifest,
like,
has been overused
and
at
it's
this
never,
point.
And it's never going
bad.
Away.
Sorry.
It's never going away. So if you hate that song,
it's our theme
I'm
song.
Really sorry. I'm sorry. We're changing it to the Jade's World theme song too. We are going into our next topic or next segment, I should say.
Honestly, I'm so excited for this.
No. So we have our new game called Rapid Fire. We hate the name.
Yes.
But if anyone in the community, or just if you want to comment down below on this episode, kind of a name.
Yeah.
For like a rapid fire, we just can't think of a fun creative name and we hate it right now, but
we're living.
Yeah.
We're still living. It's 2023.
So we have 5 questions for each other and we're just going to go back and forth really quick. We don't know what the questions are and they're all New Year's based
yes.
topics. And we're going to try to answer them as quickly as possible. I'm a little nervous.
I'm kind of nervous too, but I actually love this because it puts you on the spot. Tay and I are overthinkers, so I think this is why this game is perfect
for
us.
We have no time to think.
We think about everything, though.
Yeah.
So this is just us being in the moment. We're going to begin this game right now. It's called Rapid Fire. Please rename it. Okay. 3, 2, 1. What was the most enjoyable part of Jade's World this year?
Oh, my gosh. Tequila Tay.
Perfect.
What is a bad habit you would like to break this new year?
Overthinking. What was the biggest time waster of your life this past year?
Overthinking.
Exactly.
Okay, what's a new skill you'd like to learn in the new year?
An instrument.
Ooh, that's mm-hmm. mine too.
Who are your most valuable relationships with? Name 3 people.
Oh my gosh, my mom, Chloe, David. Okay, one dream place you'd like to travel in the new year?
Oh my God, Italy. Period.
Okay.
What was an unexpected obstacle you faced last year?
Something that cannot be said. But basically, I had to go to the ER and get surgery. What was the most embarrassing moment of your year?
Oh, my God. I can't even. What was the single best thing that happened to you this year?
Releasing this app.
That's true.
Okay, my last one, biggest lesson you learned this year?
The value of time. And
boom.
Intentional relationships.
Was that all?
I have one more.
Okay,
I'll do one more
I'm
for
so
you.
Sorry.
No, you're fine. Create a phaser statement that describes this past year for you.
I have one. Consistency over perfection.
Ooh.
Boom.
That's a really good one.
What a great way to end that. That was like stressful, but I love that. Now that we're done with rapid fire, we are going to now go into my pick
yes.
of this year, which... I gotta shout out my favorite song ever. This was the second episode.
Yeah.
So you guys know my obsession. Obviously, you know my obsession with Chloe, but also with her music. And this is my favorite song to this day.
Tay loves this song more than me.
With that being said, this is Blondie by Chloe Subia.
Pull up on me, then you quit like that. Why you dip like that? You gon' love me long time. I use that midnight pass. Got them feelings fast. I'm sorry, that's my bad. But as soon as I give in to you, you'll just detach. Feelings, you know you make me feel this. I got no explanation for the way you behave and making me so depressed. I don't ever do those high lows, babe. back and forth, that's a no-go. I don't like those. Pull up on me, then you quit like that. Why you dip like that? You gon' love me long time, I use that midnight pass. Caught them feelings fast, I'm sorry, that's my bad. But as soon as I give in to you, you just detach. Song. Now grab your pen and paper just so you can write your wrongs. You're always looking for someone just to point your finger on. Pull up on me, then you quit like that. Why you dip like that? You gon' love me long time, I use that midnight pass. Cut them feelings fast, I'm sorry, that's my bad. But as soon as I give in to you, you just detach.
So I hope you all enjoyed my favorite song and the pick of Jade's World this year, Blondie, by Miss Closeubia.
Thank you.
But we're now going to get into predictions of the new year and what we think is going to happen.
I actually love this because I feel like I'm someone who watches the trends.
Mm-hmm.
So
I feel like you're going to be way better at this than I am.
You think?
You're like a pop culture. I feel like you are more in the know than I would be.
So, okay. For my predictions, just to start,
I think it's going to be like the trend.
I really do think the futuristic thing is like kind of
popping
right now.
I could see that.
And that'll just kind of like get crazier and crazier and crazier. But I do think that.
Silver.
Because that just reminds
me. Yeah. Like weird stuff almost. Yeah, I'm into like, all that.
Okay, girl stuff is like where it's at right now. I feel like most people are. Their best to just be random, like paper clips in your hair and like weird hairstyles, like makeup that's unfinished or like no brows and like all of that stuff is so sick. And I think that will continue, but we'll get even further in those trends. Yeah. Like always transforms every single year. Like this year, girl skin.
Yeah. Goat brows came this year. So bleach brows.
Exactly. I think this year though, we'll probably get into matte. Very matte skin.
Yeah, because I feel like it's very dewy. Sad, I like the dewy
look. I
do
too. I'm such a glowy girl.
I don't think I'll ever change that, though. I'm not a trend follower.
Makeup artists I work with don't use highlights sometimes, and I'm like, bitch, weird. I'm flat.
Yeah.
Where's the sweat?
Where's the dimension? Think about music. Who's relevant right now?
Rihanna is coming back.
Oh, my gosh.
Rihanna will be here.
Release or drop an album the night of the Super Bowl. That's all I know for right now, because I'm like, into a whole new episode about talking about artistry nowadays and how it's so different and how
it is so weird.
I don't really like it anymore. I think social media has ruined
for sure
music almost. 100%. But
you look back at like music that used to come out or like just music you grew up on we had like legendary people like running the charts. Mm-hmm. Now we just kind of have people that have numbers on social media and that causes them to do well.
Popped off on TikTok.
TikTok will die this year though, I believe.
Really?
That's my prediction. I
start doing a bunch of stuff, which would suck for us because like our whole plan right now is to build on TikTok.
But watch our TikToks.
But like still watch us on TikTok while it's still alive. Adding like all these features and
exactly.
stuff.
Exactly. It's just getting like so confusing. It's so oversaturated.
It's gonna be our Instagram dead. They started doing their shopping and started doing like, and then they added the reels to it. Like Instagram is dead. Instagram, I feel like, is gonna be deleted off of like the planet Earth.
It's sad though, because Instagram is my favorite platform for social media, but right now it is so whack.
It's so stupid.
Oh my god, Instagram is so whack. I hate posting. It goes to no one.
So then it's like, what's the point? Because we like love, like both of us love photo shoots and getting that whole like that process of like getting good photos and excited about it, but then like our grandma sees it and they're like,
literally
it's like Facebook at this point. And so I don't know, Instagram's done. I honestly think YouTube might have a little comeback.
You know what people are also saying is Twitter, because of Elon Musk.
Oh yeah,
they think it's kind of like a revamp, and that's gonna like
hope he does something, because I honestly I've never gone into Twitter.
I wasn't a Twitter girl. Okay, like, I had this conversation. Point? I do not get Twitter.
I don't get it either. Like, scared of Twitter, honestly.
Intimidated.
That's like pretty much all our predictions. Do you have any New Year's resolutions? Anything you want to get done?
This year I do want to push myself to be more active, because last year, like I was saying, I just had a lot of like medical issues, and I think that really kind of shifted my focus when it came to my relationship with food, when it came to my relationship with working out and just moving my body in general. So I love yoga. I'm not really like a hardcore workout girl, but I'll do a hot yoga class and like pass out after.
It'd be like a Pilates yoga walk. Like,
exactly. That's more of my speed.
Which is actually, fun fact, is way better for women. Going into my resolution is to get a butt. Like,
period.
So I do weight train, but you can't overdo it as much as like guys can, just because of our hormones and stuff. So it's actually really good that you're taking it chill, because that's actually what we're supposed to be doing.
Many benefits.
Yeah. Exercising like the recovery of your body as much as like pushing it and like working out and stuff. Yeah. We don't really focus on that as much as we should.
Exactly. And I also want to get a little bit better at cooking. I've learned a lot.
Well, yeah, that's my big one too.
Because I have been like cooking at home so much, just because I have so many restrictions now. Prep and actually make amazing meals, not just like, oh, okay, found this random stuff. Like, I can eat this, like piecing it together. I want to plan it out.
Yeah.
And actually like love my meals rather than like get by with food. Priority, because your health is a priority. Yeah. And in your 20s, you get fucking faced with that fact. And it's kind of scary.
I feel like now I've always been like a fitness girl eating healthy. But in high school and like teenage Taylor, it was about what I looked like. But now 20-year-old Taylor or in my 20s Taylor, it's more about, and I think you agree, like how we feel. Yeah. Me, like, I know in the future I want to have kids, and like I was talking to my hair lady and she was saying like, she's like, yeah, if you just keep up this good stuff now, like how she's very like holistic eats healthy and does all the right things. She's like, everyone was telling me this pregnancy was gonna suck, but honestly it was like amazing because I took care of myself.
Yeah, exactly.
MILFs, I can't wait for that.
I'm so excited already.
I know. Basically, I think we have the same like resolutions overall, just like taking care of ourselves, our health, because like, I have the same things, so many health issues, and also with mental health as well. Entering my like holistic girly era where I would try to be really holistic, but again, like high school me, if I was being like holistic, it was more like almost like unhealthy, where it was like, oh, because I need to look this way. Exactly. Like getting to like my skincare, like, you know, getting non-toxic products for skincare, makeup, cleaning stuff, because like that all affects your hormones and stuff. And it's just like those little things that I'm trying to change in my life where so that I will just feel like my best. And I already done a lot of changes in my life and like got rid of a lot of bad habits and being consistent energy from the moment I wake up and I'm like, I'm ready to go for the day.
Yeah.
And like I'm already energy, and it stays consistent until like, you know, around bedtime when I like start, you know, winding down,
right?
And it's like I have a normal like pattern, like energy pattern now, which is like unheard of for me. So need to do that. It's like part of my resolutions. And I think also to, you know, keeping up with all of this music stuff and House of Jade and sure. us continuing to elevate constantly. Said in your rapid fire question, I want to start producing this year.
Love to learn how to vocal produce.
I want to do everything.
Oh my gosh.
Like I want to have a full on music studio, learn how to produce and vocal produce.
Okay, so my second pick from all the episodes of Jade's World and just all of our amazing guests and talented independent artists, I would say I want to shout out Jordan Simone, Hideaway.
I love that song.
It's just such a good, fun
bop.
Like production, I love the mix. And obviously her vocal is amazing.
Killer.
I love the song.
Period.
This is Hideaway by Jordan Simone.
It's easy to build a wall to forget about you. Helps you to brace the fall. Ain't got shit to prove. Play hide and seek with my heart to avoid the truth. I lost it all without a goal.
Such a fun song.
Hideaway by Jordan Simone. Everybody check it out on our playlist section for Jade's World. And if you didn't know that, actually, after every episode, we do have just a song-only playlist that we kind of create for you guys to listen to the music as well. So
you don't have to listen to us talk if you're like, I love this music, but like I hate these two girls talking. Like
for all those haters.
For all the haters out there.
For all the rats.
There is a playlist section for you. Yeah. But we have another, guys, another. We have so many new things for this Jade's World.
Okay, this section, we just need you to listen really quick. Just come in really close and listen because
we're gonna spit out so much stuff right now. But this is called Newsflash.
So Newsflash is actually a segment where we're just going to update you on kind of what's going on the app, what's going on in the world, what's going on with our community, what's going on with charities, and just kind of
just so much
generally touch on topics that are going on today.
Yeah. So our very first announcement is Clubhouse is now live. So if you don't know what Clubhouse is, first, you need to be making a profile on the app. Clubhouse aside, if you're not making a profile on this app and not joining the community, like, what are you doing? You're missing out on so much more exclusive content and more interaction with not only myself, but all the other community members.
Exactly.
But that's where Clubhouse kind of comes in. And it's our private group where all the members can kind of come into one place and you can find like-minded people online that, you know, we enjoy the same music and, you know, we love helping out the world in our community. So it's just kind of a space where not only can interact with me one-on-one, but with others. And we don't want to spoil too much of Clubhouse. You kind of have to find out and see what's behind. The only thing you need to do is make a profile. You'll be sent a DM where then you'll be sent a link to Clubhouse.
So welcome in.
So
it's
welcome
official.
In.
It's official. It's definitely something that you want to be a part of and you don't want to miss out. Another thing that we would also like to touch on is our purpose section on the app.
We're revamped it.
We completely reimagined this section because we felt that it was just housing the purpose video and obviously our purpose statement. Also talking about our collaboration with Man of Relief and how they're a huge partner that we are working with in a charity and an organization that we really love. We wanted to make it a bit more interactive, but also give information consistently where we can also be there for our community members because we're lucky enough to have all the analytics and see where you guys are and see where you guys join. And we do want to shed some light on real world topics that are going on across the country, across the world, are needing kind of that exposure. So we are wanting to become that place for you. So once a week, we're going to be shouting out a charity that we support and love. And that's going to be something that we will include in our future episodes of Jade's World.
Yes, we'll kind of recap all of that in the future episodes.
And we also do want to shout out a community member and kind of talk about ways to support. Also give a fun country fact.
Yes, because there are so many of you guys around the world, which is like, I'm so grateful for you guys. Like, it's so crazy when I see like really like cool places. Or I'm like, how did I get over to freaking Australia?
How do we know each other?
Like,
right
how is this happening? But so we just definitely wanted to shout out, which you can already see now. We already have a few charity, or I think maybe just one charity of the week already out and a global shout out. So if you're on there, you know, go check it out.
Be sure to check out the new purpose page. We think it'll be really amazing. And we're obviously, too, just wanting to connect back to our main goal here on House of Jade and just becoming a purpose-driven community. Tay's a purpose-driven artist. So
we didn't want to lose that.
We didn't want to lose that.
So we needed to add more.
We needed some spice.
We needed some spice to it.
A little bit of spice.
A little spice. We actually have People Help the People videos where we'll kind of show each month just different ways how we're helping in our community, but also kind of give you ideas of how you can help in yours because there's so many ways to help. Also, so we still have Taste Picks, but we kind of, again, refurbished the whole thing. And now I feel like Taste Picks is a place not only where you can kind of get to know me a little bit more and, like, you know, we have one section called Manifestation Mondays where I have kind of journal entries, which are also very personal. So you have another section called Upgrade with Jade. If you want to kind of upgrade your life, and again, I'm helping out y'all community members, you know, with health and fitness, as we talked, it's a big part of Chloe and I's life. Yeah. If you want to know how to just upgrade your life in all aspects with, you know, your health, fitness, wellness, spiritual
goal setting,
goals, that will be an Upgrade with Jade, and that's in the Taste Pick section. We also have once a month we'll be posting my like vision board for each month of like what I want to achieve,
giving inspo, giving manifestation.
It's getting Pinterest.
It really is. But don't forget to put your notifications on because then you're able to see everything. You get notified when Tay's on the app and posting and staying really.
So we can also interact more
too. Exactly.
I feel like that's another goal with this app is like just creating more engagement and interaction with one another, with myself, with you guys, and also with other community members.
Totally, totally.
So don't be afraid to say hello. We make sure that, you know, House of Jade is a safe space where we all just want to come together, listen to good music, have good vibes, and spread love and positivity.
Hello.
Hello.
So why wouldn't you say hello?
So why wouldn't you say hello?
Say hey.
So that's kind of all.
That's a
recap.
That's
like a whole recap. So that's everything going down new year.
I know that was a lot of information, but there is a lot of exciting things coming. Again, if you just keep up with everything in the community section. A lot of the time we'll even notify you guys there and let you know what's going on. Tons of music, tons of videos.
So much
content coming out.
So much stuff. You guys are not ready. I'm not even ready. Yes. But now we're going to go into now my last pick of Jade's World. This is Gotta Work by King. I just love this song. Like, obviously, this is our friend Jackie's girl group. And I don't know, I just think the song is so fun. And I always just like jam out to in the car. And it just is a good vibe for the new year.
Exactly. Good reminder.
Yes. So this is Gotta Work by King. So now we are coming to a close, but before we go, we have one last segment. Guys, it's all brand new. Like, isn't this crazy? Like, but before we go, we want to shout out independent artist music, because both of us being independent artists, right, you know, we know how important it is to kind of show other people recognition as much as we want the recognition, because obviously we don't have label support, so we kind of have to fend for ourselves out there and like grind with this content with social media. First, my pick is for this week is Trip to the Moon by Lacey Mercedes. She's actually used to be a fellow OC Hit artist, so we've met her through the studio, and her whole EP, right, is Trip to the Moon. You guys did the cover art, right?
Yeah, we did the cover art, and I actually helped out on the writing side of this song.
Yeah, like that whole, the whole EP is just like such like my vibe. Like, if you're really into like kind of like chill R&B vibes, like if I want to like listen to like wind down music, that's like my vibe. I love it. So that is my first pick.
And my pick is called Stoplight by an artist named Vex. He is a young rapper who lives in Dallas, and I've known him a while, and I just think he's an amazing talent for being so young and is really finding his way in the industry. So I did want to shout him out. So I love this song for some reason. It's like stuck with me. So that was our first episode in 2023. Woo! We are so excited to be back and feel like this is exactly where we're wanting this show to go.
This was amazing. I had so much fun today.
We had such a good time.
And check out all, you know, the new content that we kind of mentioned.
So much going on.
So much with Clubhouse. If you, you know, want to join that, you got to make a profile along with, you know, the purpose content. There's so much on that. And Taste Picks. Oh my gosh. We're just so much.
You don't want to miss out on anything.
You don't want to miss out on this year at all.
Again, thank you guys for joining. We are so excited and eager for this year, and we have so much planned. So I'm so ready. And I feel like this is going to be amazing.
Yes.
Yes. And don't forget, it's Jade's World.